State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is. DJ Scream is here. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Shy Jones and Cashizzi. Superstylist Tiff is sitting in on Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
This is the last Friday of February. Can you believe it's going to be March already?
No, this is insane.
The year is
flying. Insane in the membrane.
Now, this is the question before we jump straight into our topic. Have y'all been doing the shit you say? Bank definitely has. But have y'all been doing the shit y'all say y'all was going to do for the new year?
I've been doing most of it.
You've been doing most of it.
Some of the shit I have not. Shout out to my man, Body by Ted. I'm coming.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
As I get a chance.
Okay. When you get a chance.
I think I'm doing some of the things.
You can't hear nothing you're saying.
You can't hear nothing I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, I'm doing some of the stuff. I'm checking my list.
You checking your list?
Checking it twice.
Well, Bank been on it. Bank's surpassing me.
Yeah, Bank's passing everybody.
Don't put it out there, Screen. I get up early. Don't put it out there yet.
Nah, that New Year's resolution, Bank definitely.
I ain't even have no resolution, no, man.
You said you're going to do it.
Yeah,
because
I said you get a
and
New
he did
Year's
it.
Resolution.
Cinderella Leisha.
Lady Leisha Lasha.
Okay.
The revolution wouldn't be televised.
Won't Bank.
Nah, you feel what I'm saying? If I would have said I was going to do some shit, I don't want to let myself down. So I ain't going to just do shit.
Yeah,
you just done lied to yourself, bro. You can't just keep... I ain't even... Go ahead.
No, if you lie to yourself, it'll...
Because I lied to myself. And I feel terrible.
Like knowing damn well you're not going to do it, just do it.
Right. Just do it.
If you're gonna Till you do it.
Then you don't have to wait till January 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, or 4th, or 5th to do it. If you're going to do it, goddamn it, you just start doing it.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Shy, you been doing it?
Yeah, I ain't been sleeping on myself this year. I've been working. I've been busy. I ain't slept on myself at all this year.
Doing it, Cash? No. Nope. She told the truth.
Yeah, like.
She told the truth.
It's coming.
Truth
will set you free. Boy, I swear, Ted is on my head, boy.
Like, just pull up. Most time with doing shit, the biggest thing is just pulling up.
Yeah.
Arriving. Once you get there, whatever it is you're supposed to be doing.
But see, the shit is so crazy because it's like every time I'm supposed to go to him, man, I promise you, like, some shit comes up that's completely and totally out of my control.
So create the situation for him to come to you.
Come up.
You said what?
I know you my nigga. I'm going to tell you what I would come up. Excuse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's it.
Damn.
That's it. We just talked about that 2 Fridays ago.
True.
Yeah.
Excuses ain't nothing about no excuses.
Don't even
say you're going to do it.
Yeah.
If you don't say you're going to do something, then if you don't do it, you ain't got to make no excuse. Because I never said I was going to
do it.
Yeah. You're right.
Create a situation for him to come to you.
Nah, but see, that shit be fucking up too. Like, I gotta really get it together. Just set okay. And I'm just going to leave it at that. All I right. got to really get it together.
That's it. That's mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say. All right. So, our first topic of today comes from my boy at underscore Frymac, F-R-Y-M-A-C. He basically said, talk about how crucial it is for a nigga to have support from his household when he's grinding, a.k.a. avoiding petty arguments, etc. So what I'm taking from that is he's basically primarily talking about his woman or, you know, the female that's in his life supporting him, you know, not downing him, you know, not, you know, like making like you said, making arguments about petty shit, not nagging him, whatever, whatever, and just basically pushing him to be a greater nigga than what he already or a greater person or guy than what he already is for himself, for her, and for their family.
It's everything. Because if you don't get that energy from your house, then shit, it might not be no house. That's why a lot of people be leaving home a lot of times. Like men, you know what I'm saying? If they feel like they
ain't getting
support at home,
facts.
They might go find it somewhere else, or they might just say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think it's everything. It's essential to answer the question. It gotta happen. It's like non-negotiable. And it go both ways. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's all in what you putting into the shit, too. You.
Yeah, you gotta show.
If you putting enough of it in that shit and ain't getting that out of it, that ain't shit.
What you saying? The support ain't shit?
Nah, that situation ain't shit.
Oh, you said if they support it, okay.
Like, okay, she might not be supporting whatever he's saying. What'd he say? How important is support from the household
yeah. when you're grinding and trying to accomplish something.
Okay, but you arguing well too, though.
What you mean?
If he said petty arguments, why are you entertaining the argument?
Though? I don't even think it's the arguments. I think it's the, I'm about to go open a restaurant. And you grinding every day trying to get your restaurant going, trying mm-hmm. to get it going. You don't need no bullshit at home because I'm trying to grind and get this restaurant. You need to believe in the fact that I'm going to do a restaurant.
No, and you need to tell me, like, baby, saying, you can do it.
What I'm saying is.
Baby, right, it's looking good. You know what I'm saying?
I guess y'all didn't get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if she not doing that, she ain't that.
Oh, that's what you said. I thought you meant situation.
But shit, if like she's three babies in the house,
it's tougher.
It's tough to, like, just be like, fuck this bitch, she ain't that.
But you gonna have to figure out a way to block that out then.
But shit, how you gonna block that out? And you gotta sleep with this bitch every night.
It's like, hard because
I think y'all see,
this is the thing.
Y'all are tripping.
What I'm saying, hey, that's more important. But basically what I'm trying to say is, bro, the whole thing I'm saying, if you putting everything into this relationship, bro, mm-hmm. this with the female or the male, mm-hmm. and you not receiving what you need out of it, mm-hmm. you need to get out of it.
Now, we
going to go back. Sure.
Hold on.
I don't give a fuck. We got 25 kids.
But
if I done made up in my heart, in my mind, that I'm going to treat you as a queen and I want to be treated the way I want to be treated, if not, that shit ain't it.
But what if she treats you like a king? She could treat you like a king and maybe fall short of supporting.
What's support? If you treat me like a king, that's support.
Yeah, but she might be, everything else might be right.
Hey,
say this. You open a chicken shack, it failed. You open a goddamn crab shack, it failed. She might just be fatigued by it.
Hey, so you need to goddamn get that spark back in her. You need to make something work.
Right. That's what we saying. Like that, but there's all type of situations that lead to
that. What I'm saying
is
you can't bro, basically what I'm trying to say is, mm-hmm. if she ain't the one, you feel like she ain't the one, you doing everything you can do what you need to do, mm-hmm. she not the one, get rid of. Mm-hmm. That's just point blank.
Because that's
point
two, your growth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, point two right. is, why you going to allow that to stop your stop your purpose?
You should not.
That's a fact.
Let me remix it. I'm sorry, hold on. Let me remix it and throw something in there real quick. So, boom, bang, Jay, whatever. All right. Mm-hmm. Your homeboy, or homegirl, whatever, does some shit, and you support them. You support them wholeheartedly the first time. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work out, right? Boom. Your homeboy, or homegirl does some shit again, and you support them. You put your all into it. You got them, might have missed the show or something, to support that person. Now, the third time, if you have kind of elevated or whatever you got going on, the third time, you're going to think a little bit like, damn, like they got to get it together. You see what I'm saying?
But see, I take that. See, some shit like that, I apply with my homegirls.
That's not different.
When they
because
have, like,
in the household, you see it over and over and over. Now, you're supposed to support regardless, you know what I'm saying, unconditionally, but you're going to get fatigued.
Because I got, listen.
Oh, for sure.
You got to.
y'all done sweet this shit up.
No, we got, you got to, I apply the same principle that you're talking about, like, with my homegirls, like, when they get pregnant and have babies, right? Okay, the first baby shower, you gonna get the Gucci baby crib and the Gucci stroller, right, all that shit.
Right.
But bitch, you keep having all these 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids, I'm gonna show up and show my support, show my love. I'm gonna come give you a hug. I'm gonna come eat a piece of the baby cake.
Very well
I'm
said.
Gonna play the little game where you melt the chocolate and it's baby shit on the toilet paper, all of that. But I'm not finna keep buying you a Gucci crib for every kid.
See, but then you become fake in their eyes.
That's what we get
for
that.
Sure.
What was you gonna say?
Yeah. She don't forget she had.
No, because y'all took it somewhere else. No, I was.
Yeah, they did.
I was gonna. Go ahead.
I was just gonna respond to the guy and the message that Jay was saying.
Go for it. It's still all about support, but go for
it. Yeah.
Okay. So boom. When we talk about support, and y'all was, when he was saying that his wife or whoever it is, and his girl nagging and stuff like that. If a woman, I just wanted to say, if a woman is nagging and you're trying to progress and do something, that's because you're forgetting about other shit at the household. Like, you can't sit there and
No, you can't say that.
That's what I said. If you putting your all into this shit, still, because you can balance that shit out. If you putting, if you putting and explaining to her, look, I know goddamn fucked up 3-4 times, goddamn 4-5 dud businesses, but I'm dead serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm explaining to you this, and I'm studying, doing what I do, come home, whatever I'm doing. And that don't work out, then, hey, man, I might be struck at.
But see, no, listen, this is what just for me to respond to what Shy is saying. True enough, you're basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that if you're trying to build, you're trying to grow, and she's nagging, that means that you're lacking paying attention to her feelings and something that's going on with her, right?
Not necessarily her, but it could be something else in the household. Like,
yeah, she missing something.
Yeah, something is missing.
Nah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Jumped into something and then something else have to fall short.
But see,
you're not putting the kid into the time. That's true. Kids, you're not putting time into something.
That's true.
But see, here's the thing, though, I'm finna play devil's advocate for a minute. What you're saying is all the way right and it's all the way true, but there are some women out there that are going to nag regardless, fact, that are going to complain argue that's and be petty, fact, all that kind of shit regardless, fact, just because fact. That's what's in them.
Yeah, but
you
know what I'm saying?
And even, it ain't even, probably ain't even got shit to do with the business or the fact that he's away trying to grind or some other shit. It's probably some old shit that happened and she just fucking still mad about the old shit and just keeps finding little shit to pick at and whatever. I've seen that shit happen too many times with my niggas, like, for real. Like, so it can go either way, but it is women and females out there that just start bullshit for no reason.
No, I agree. But it's also women that pull majority of the weight. And then you have men.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You have men.
Salute to
that
them.
That sit there and their whole thing is, oh, I'm grinding. You're supposed to support because they never got to where they supposed to be, I guess. And she's supposed to just stay down, be supportive. And then if she say anything, now she nagging.
But the thing about it, for the female, you know
what type of nigga you got.
Yeah,
you know what's in him.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and you know.
You know.
No, like, come on, man. You know. Yeah. You know this nigga.
You know this nigga's a hustler. This nigga's finna, you know, it might be a little slow right now, but this nigga's a hustler. He's gonna get it. Yeah. Or, you know,
not a nigga who ain't never made nothing happen before.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't made something happen before.
Yeah.
You ain't never made nothing happen before. You supposed to been tired, baby.
Yeah. Like,
for real. Like,
that's your fault.
That's on you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's just like having liability insurance. Yeah.
But if you love a nigga that don't make shit happen in that school, but if that's making you nag, then he not the one for you either.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's facts. Yeah.
Mm. Right. And then, see, do what women hate, bro. They don't want to goddamn lead this nigga and he get his mind right.
I mean, you have that happen a lot of times, Bill Gates.
Motherfucker,
shit happens.
Motherfucker want to goddamn, want to be your goddamn. Well, shit, I might as well just beat this nigga down for
because girls do get mad. Like, yeah. You
might as well just
and then you just I'm going to crash it out of the way.
I'm going to crash it out of the way.
I'm going to crash this shit.
Yeah, no.
Hell nah, nigga, together. You ain't finna go be shit.
Right, without
me. He finna burn.
Right.
I'll tell you.
Together, without me.
I done stayed around.
Ain't no way to
hey, they get another bitch. And I'm looking on this.
You got me fucked up.
This shit different. That you know what happened after that?
What?
Resentment.
You start hating. Then that brings hate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, bitch, I wasn't that, because you were there. God ain't want me to have that because you were right there. He knew I was going to get to you.
He said I had to get all the snakes from around me before I could prosper.
Sometimes that's right, though.
Sometimes that be right, though.
Yeah,
all the time. So right. You know, like, females, males, kings, queens.
Cats, rats, dogs,
you know,
hogs.
When it ain't that.
Yeah, not for real.
Like, you can keep on trying to fight it, like, and maybe, you know, bro, that shit ain't that, man.
You know deep down.
I don't give a fuck what you done did, how you do it, whatever we do.
That
shit ain't that.
Mm. Right.
That's what any person is. Like I said, bro, we say this shit, we're going to keep saying. Everybody's personalities ain't going to click. Mm. I don't fuck with you. Cool, we don't have a problem. Hey, how you doing? But I'm not trying to have a conversation with a nigga. I know we finna disagree about everything.
That's right. There's always a time.
I don't see your point of view on shit. Why the fuck am I trying to talk to you?
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What are we going to get to a debate?
No, for real.
That's the same thing with a female, bro. If you see you and your chick, bro, we don't agree on shit, man.
Whatever y'all used to, though.
You could grow apart.
Used to was a rooster.
Grow apart.
Wait. Used to was a who?
Used to was a rooster before the end came
the
around.
Oh, hen, man. Hey, man.
not the hen, the end.
The end?
The end.
I
end.
Never heard the end one.
Yeah, that's the remix on the shit. Before the end of the shit. when you just got to say, fuck it, it's
used
over with.
Used to was a rooster till the hen came around. That's the one I heard. She said the end, though.
I say the end.
See, we learned a lot of good phrases.
Wait,
procrastination
rooster?
Is masturbation.
Hey,
can
man.
We bring this
Roosters
back? I've never heard of it. Can we bring it back?
From LA.
Oh, yeah, I guess in LA.
Nah, yeah, man. All that used to shit don't add up to that. Do you want a nigga who used to have
do
money?
Do you have the money now or
do you
what?
Want a nigga who used to have money?
Yeah.
Who have pictures and shit?
Yeah.
Do you want that guy?
No.
Oh, is that going to turn you on?
Stories.
Is that going to turn you on? A guy that used to?
Nah.
Yeah, nah.
What you doing now?
Well, if he used to want money.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, not a nigga who
used to hit licks. He used to do this. Don't want to hear that used to shit, nigga.
Nah, real shit. You feel me, though?
No, I feel you.
Do you?
Right.
Yeah, I feel you.
So what? So
that's the worst shit ever. Yeah.
Man, that shit, man.
Being a used to be, bro. That shit not, bro. That shit does.
I would say that's my biggest fear,
bro. It's every nigga should be every nigga biggest fear, bro.
Everybody biggest fear.
Talking about what you used to do, bro. That shit don't add up to nothing.
That scream.
That's embarrassing to even speak on. Like, why are you letting that shit come out your mouth? Like,
I feel like I'm not even the same nigga I used to be. So I ain't finna talk about what I used to do.
Facts.
And we done did a lot of used to legendary shit that we don't even bring up in this big facts life we're living.
Right.
Big facts.
We can speak on some legendary shit.
Yeah.
But that shit ain't shit to these kids. These kids don't know nothing about that.
They don't give a fuck either.
No. Nope.
Yeah. What you doing now,
Right.
What you doing now, You don't want to hear that shit,
facts. So back to it, because you got to make choices. So if you feel like you're not being supported, what do you do?
Slide. Go somewhere where you're supported.
You gotta put that shit on still.
Is the grass always?
You gotta weigh that shit up.
You gotta weigh that shit up. That's the new shit, bro. You gotta weigh. We put everything on the scale screen.
Is the grass always? Is the grass always greener though?
Not all the time.
What if you
most of the time?
What if you? Nah,
bro. If you have, if you going through some shit, bro. Listen, bro, I ain't telling niggas to give up on their relationship. Right. I did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understood I was a kid when I met this other kid.
Yeah.
So now we're adults. We gotta figure out how to love the adults part. Of it. Because we still been fucking with the kids, tired of it. You dig what I'm saying? So I ain't telling no nigga to do that, but I never felt like that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, it's just I always felt like this bitch retarded. I'm just being real, and I'm doing retarded shit too.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But if you knowing that shit ain't it, it ain't it.
Yeah.
But so just hear me out.
If you can't progress with it.
No, it ain't it. I agree. I'm here to give fucked up devil's advocate.
You ain't made nothing happen around this woman.
What could be, right?
But shit, what if the bitch ain't made nothing happen around him?
I was getting to that.
Y'all ain't it.
Y'all ain't it together.
We ain't it.
That's what I ain't just saying she ain't it. He ain't, they not. We need to see what this shit do if it blooms outside of this pumpkin patch. if it's meant for, they say you throw it out and if it's meant for you, it'll come back like a boomerang. But right now I need to be it.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
If we ain't it,
what I was,
we can't just be it, not it, not it. The game, not it,
is that the grass ain't always greener.
How you know?
Well, time, okay.
That's so a fear.
No, listen. No, you, that fear. Can be a fear.
That's a fear.
It can be a fear. Hear me out, though. All right? You might not appreciate the situation. Tommy leaves his woman because his woman doesn't support him. She does everything else. She's great. She just,
I ain't saying that, Paul. I'm saying if it ain't it. If she do, I told y'all earlier, if she do everything else and nigga, you don't have 4-5 failed business, that's on you.
Gotcha.
You need to take that, how she treating this shit, is inspiration. I'm finna show her.
So do you think that people should have the mindset that they can go leave the woman to do
she
everything,
doing everything else.
Support? Huh? But some people in their mind think they can go get it all. What's your thoughts on that? I can go get the support.
You ain't gonna never get it all.
Yeah, you never gonna.
That's all I'm saying.
You ain't never gonna get it all.
Grass ain't always greener.
Yeah, you ain't never gonna get it all.
Not one person gonna have all 50 characteristics. That.
But if they got like 75 characteristics fucked up,
they got like 38.
38
of the 50.
Oh, I thought you were talking about percentage.
And you don't support
38.
Like, and this shit some bullshit. And we fucked up. And man, hell nah.
Right, this ain't it.
Yeah.
That different.
Yeah.
Throw that shit on the scale.
Yeah. Man, nah, yeah, you gotta weigh that shit up, man. You gotta put that's what I'm saying. Like, that's it. That shit is the key to a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Disagreements. Just put it on the scale.
Weigh it out.
Weigh that shit out, brother. Weigh that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, you got to sit back and weigh your options. Okay, if I leave, I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if I stay, I see what's been happening.
Right. Right. I see where this is going.
There's sometimes that I see what's been happening. That shit is a slap in the face.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, shit, what do you do?
You know where this car is going. You know where this route is going.
Like, shit, I done been there.
Right. So I'm going to get out before it crashes and burns.
You got nothing else on Instagram?
Or they just try to.
Let's see what we got. Hold on.
Burn it all out.
But nah, your woman should support you by any means. Mm-hmm. But you gotta be a type of nigga that's worthy of support. You can't make nobody support. Nobody support nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Figure that shit out first. Make it make sense. And shit, if it makes sense, it's gonna
do it. Oh, I got one.
Like I tell niggas, like, that's why we created the shit show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're honest at that show.
Very.
Honest. Like, people Brutally. Are honest, like, and sometimes you might get it because your stage presence wasn't right. Mm-hmm. You gonna, bro, it's certain nigga walk out that motherfucker, they might just wanna be on some hate shit and thug, but once that shit kick in, like, oh nah, they hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or then you might see a nigga walk out that motherfucker with no confidence. You know what he getting? Mm-hmm. The confidence is the key to all that shit, bro. If your girl don't support you because she don't, you not making her believe that this is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Because when you're dealing with a female and when you're in a relationship and when you're in any situation where, like...
If she love you, if she with you. Yeah. My bad, Jay. Let me put that in. If she love you and she really with you, mm-hmm. and she started to show signs of, man, you sure? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go tonight.
Right.
Bro, you done broke that in her.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But if it ain't in her, she ain't never supports you, then what are you doing with her anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, like, in any situation where... It's a man and a woman and they're together and they're supposed to be as one in the relationship or whatever. Like, the woman is going to vibe off of the man. And the man is going to vibe off of the woman, definitely, but it's the man's job to lead. So the woman is going to follow his lead. So if he's on some, like, some simple, like, shruggy shoulders, like, bad posture, you know, like, I don't really know, and all that shit.
Not
like,
confident, right?
She's going to... Look at this nigga like
you a hoe,
basically.
Nothing else.
Basically,
you a hoe.
But if you
don't even know.
Yeah, like if you attacking everything, you acting like I'm finna knock this shit down. I'm finna knock this shit out. We finna go up. This and that.
Doing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like she's gonna be like, yeah, cheerleader. You know what I'm saying. Like right. whatever. But if you sitting over here like Sammy the simp, like
it's a difference right. when you ask your girl what you think. The way you say it is different. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Something about like...
It's a confident what you think. I want to hear what you think, but I already know.
Yeah.
That type
but
of
you
shit.
Get it. What you think, what you babe? Think?
I don't know, right.
But you that, a bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Insecurity.
I already know. I'm just trying to see if I'm tripping.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like what you think?
I really done already went with the move.
Yeah.
I'm just asking what you think.
I just want to make you feel like you included in exactly. on this shit. Like, mm-hmm. not like I'm leaning on you because I don't think this shit is going to work either type mm-hmm. shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Nah, man, if you don't know, bro, you know, bro. Like, so you know, bro. You yeah. know when somebody is for you, bro. When they
facts. Not. Facts.
Like, support is that shit come without saying, like, because
it's supposed to.
This was going to be for us. Now, if you a female that taking care of a nigga and he steady, like, getting your tax money and shit like that, nah, that ain't funny because a lot of people do that. But,
my bad, King.
A lot of niggas do that to come up, like, okay. keep flipping for 5 years, like, mm-hmm. flipping the tax money.
I ain't no bitches did that in real life. I'm sorry.
Man, yes. But what I'm saying is, you know, that's what take the buck out the bitch when you use it.
What is
when you
happening?
Use the day money.
Oh, my God.
For your dream. For your dream.
The budget is closed.
Hey.
Oh.
You can get a job.
That would fuck the bitch up when you use like.
Yeah. And then you got to go in that motherfucking reforecast.
Every year you got a bright idea.
Right around March. Right around February, March. I got a good idea.
Every year.
I got a good idea for the same
amount. Every year you got a bright idea to do with my motherfucking money, nigga. Right. Nah, oh, for real man. Though, bro. She's supposed to be tired.
Right.
She was supposed to be supporting you, bro.
Endurance.
God damn, what we gonna do?
Endurance. Oh my right. goodness. That's a good one. Salute
man, you
homies.
Always got niggas always got to be excuses, man.
Yeah. What's up, Jay? You said you had some.
So another one that came up is this is cool_lame. Long-term consequences versus short-term happiness.
Elaborate.
So basically what I'm thinking that he's trying to say is, do you sacrifice yourself for an extended period of time? Wait a minute. What but a he moment. Said short-term happiness. Oh, yeah. Do you sacrifice yourself so that you can be happy forever? Or do you say, fuck the sacrifice and enjoy what you got right now for the short-term happiness?
A good example of that would be...
Would you rob a bank for some money to feel the money and go to jail forever?
Basically. Now, that's just stupid.
That's what he's saying? What
yeah.
That's what he's basically saying. Like, short-term happiness is like having the money, flexing, woo-woo, then get caught and go to jail.
So a quick nut. Basically,
I like riding the wave. I ain't in no hurry for nothing.
Nah, that's fact.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Okay, Tiff.
Yeah. But that's the right way.
I get it though.
That's the right way.
Some people live in the moment. It depends.
But outside of this room.
But what I'm saying, it depends.
Outside of this room.
Now we got to break it down to what the situation is, because short term happiness, like, it depends on if it include the risk, the consequence that come up in the future. Mm-hmm. Does it send you to jail or you die?
Right.
Because sometimes the consequence could be, I could have made $100 million, but I took the 10 now. Mm. I could have made $100 million in 5 years, but I went on and took the 10 and flipped that and made that 10 $100 million. Like, you can't, I don't know how he said he should have broke that down though.
Yeah, cool, lame. Give us a topic for next week.
Nah, but if he's saying goddamn, it all depends on what it
is. It depends, like, on the situation.
Yeah, it depends, because if you flip it and you say, like, right now, let's say everybody's working and grinding right now. So right now you may not be happy. And you could just be grinding your life out and you just unhappy right now. But you know in 10, 15 years, you're going to be straight. So if you flip it, then that shit will make sense. So you could think about people in college. Through college, most people in college broke as fuck. And you don't like college because you're trying to get to where you're trying to get to. And then when you're done, you a doctor and now you're making all this money.
But so he's saying, like, would you be would you sell dope or be a stripper to be happy for the moment?
Instead of going to school for 4 or 8 years.
So would you be a stripper?
I gotta have it now. So I
yeah,
know,
like
I
would you take
this,
a chance to do something
right
that people
now.
may think is fucked up, but you feel like fuck that, or it's a risk or whatever. How you look, whatever, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. That's just one of those people that just rather take the easy way than the hard way, right?
Mm-hmm. Or what's the easy way?
See, it's easy for girls to.
If I'm a stripper and go to college, what am I doing? Because some girls,
I thought about being a stripper.
Some girls, that's what I'm saying. Some girls strip and don't be on that stripper shit.
Yeah, they got a plan.
They do.
Yeah,
some girls do that shit with a plan.
Down to, I think regardless of what you're doing, short term or long term, plan. If you ain't got no plan,
right,
you don't really know where it's gonna go.
Exactly, because you can make a move today that everybody can think stupid, but it could be a part of your plan.
Genius in the future.
Yeah.
Of a temporary emotions.
Nah, you definitely can't do that. But you know, at the end of the day, I feel like shit, everybody got their own path.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
Shit, I might be trying to goddamn grind till I turn for $100 million and goddamn in 10 years, but don't take the 10. I make it a year 7, goddamn, lose my leg. Can't even enjoy this shit.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? I could have been living it up with that dime. Fuck all that, bro. Give me mine now.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't see that far. Everybody different, bro. Everybody I'm impulse, bro. Give me mine.
I want to feel it.
When you win a lotto, they ask if you want to take a certain lump sum now.
Like how they be having them 300, like $500 million.
Yeah.
And they be like, you can.
Do you want to take it over time, or do you want to get the taxes taken out and get the whole rest of the thing? Give me the whole rest of the thing. Fuck that.
Bruh.
I don't know if I'm like going to be here.
Not even that. It ain't even that. Give me mine, man, because them folks say this shit is $600 billion. I just won the lottery with this money. Okay, we'll give you
$3 billion versus the
$600.
What?
Hell nah.
Right. That's
they take out 30% for taxes.
Nah, y'all tell me.
So that's 420.
We finna just give you $100, man. We ain't in your billion, you ain't got to pay tax. You just gone with that money, do what you do. Or we finna take you through the ranks and do all this other shit. They gonna take you 5 to 10 years to get out of. Give me that $100.
Yeah. Out of $600 billion?
$600 million. Give me my $100, man. If y'all ain't gonna call me and talk to me no more about that money, I do what the fuck I wanna do. Leave me and get the fuck on.
It makes sense, though. In that situation, especially.
It's shit free.
$600 million.
I still can't believe y'all finna give me shit.
$600 million.
I don't even believe that ticket real. I'm having an anxiety attack with this shit, man. Whatever y'all talking about. Yeah, nigga. We ain't up finna get the money. Yeah. They can put all the fees you want on that shit, nigga. Get him.
Yeah. You know why some people don't take it, though?
Why?
Because people just know they're going to fuck it up.
By the time I fucked that up, I'd have fucked it up.
People
right. fuck up money, bro. By the time right. I fuck up 100 M, bro, people fuck up money trying to go do shit they never done before.
For sure.
I'm just going to do the shit that I do to the max.
So you rather
that
have,
shit going to take me forever to spend the goddamn that money, man.
So they said 100 million, or that ain't going to add up. If they said 100 million or 100 bands the rest of your life.
For when?
100 million right away or 100 bands the rest of your life?
100 bands when?
100 bands every a week, 100 bands
every
a month.
Every month?
Every month.
Hell no, I need 100 bands a week.
100 bands a week?
100,000 a week.
Can you transfer that money over somehow? See, we gotta see what's up with this shit. Because I get my 100 million,
right.
I know that I can spread this out.
100 million, right. Right.
Can you transfer? Right.
Yeah, can we flip? What's the stipulation with this shit?
I got what you're saying. I'm just saying that people don't take
10 lump, weeks is a million.
Some people don't take lump sums of money, and I know some of these people because they know I'm gonna fuck it up.
Bruh.
No, and I'm not talking 100 million money. I'm just saying.
If you get 100 million tax free dollars, bro.
Yes, you can fuck
bro,
it up.
I'm fucking
you can fuck it up. Listen what I'm saying. You can fuck it up. If you wanna fuck it up.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna fuck it up. Listen. If you don't want to fuck it up, you're not going to fuck it up.
You know the story of certain athletes or certain rap musicians?
But that's because they got the 100 M's and want to go spend 50
million. Shaq said, they got their money.
Shaq said on top, if he would have never met Magic Johnson, he said, the first thing I did when I signed my first NBA deal, I went and bought everybody in my family a Benz. And I was broke. And I was thinking about this shit. And I was like, I need to call Magic Johnson. Because I'm fucking my money up.
That's what I'm saying. If you got $100 million, you going to call Magic Johnson too.
Yes.
Any nigga should.
Yeah.
Not know.
Whether you get that money thinking you finna goddamn be a real nigga in my heart, and no, you gotta put that 100 million on something.
Yeah.
Fat Joe said the same shit though.
That 100 million goes.
Like when he got his money or something about when he got some money from the rap shit or whatever, he bought everybody the new Escalades.
Them niggas got that money when they were young too though.
Yeah.
Them niggas were young, bro. I'm talking about an old ass nigga like me. Give me that 100 million, man. Shit. I'm fucked up that money already before.
For you. Yeah. For you, I'm just saying.
Give me that money. I got some shit in my mind that I'm going to do with that hundred.
Some people.
I'm going to be Tyler Perry around the motherfucker, nigga. Ain't talking about a whole hundred. I know nigga record, got money. I can do a 10 with him.
And let's
do a business. I got too many ideas. And I got the money right here. I got a 20 I want to put in this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
That's 60 already in some shit. It's going to be some in 2025.
For a record, I'm going to take the 100.
Yeah.
I'm taking 100.
But for the extended record, it's people out there that'll fuck up that.
I understand them. Oh, yeah. I understand them. You know you ain't got no control and you ain't got a know in you. Mm-hmm. I was the nigga who would've fucked that up too.
Mm-hmm.
At first.
Right.
Cause it ain't a know. Like everybody, I want everybody to have what I got. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that. We finna got them. All that same shit them niggas saying, but fuck that.
Everybody.
Nah, everybody. Hell nah. Yeah. Everybody ain't but a couple of motherfuckers. Okay. So shit, that shit ain't got 100.
Right.
We can fuck up a dime of that money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to try and goddamn, I want a house in Bel Air, the one that Prince stayed in. Yes, you gonna fuck that money up.
Yeah, people will do that shit though.
You's a fool.
Yeah, that's most. I think if you blow that type of money, you are a fool.
Give me a top flow up here, man. We might put an M on that. Give me a top flow, the whole flow. Probably 3-4 M's or something on that whole flow. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the motherfuckers doing y'all. I know what y'all doing. Getting some high rises, whatever. That shit paid up.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of that, man, who you try to fuck trying to do cut all that grass? Now, I don't want all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
My kid grown. I don't need to see no nigga, bro. This ain't going to be Nana House. Nah, hell nah. We young.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, sir, ski. You can't sleep on that there. So you know you better keep you some money so you can stay as well as stay. You can't sleep on that there either. Definitely can't lay by the piano or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, some G shit. So it is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
You got to set your, if you're trying to compete, you get that 100 million trying to compete, you're going to fuck it up.
You're going to fuck it up.
You want to, yeah.
Do you think
get that money trying to be little baby now? They getting this money over the rest of their life.
So you think it's the same?
They getting this money.
You think it's the same?
Consistently.
Yeah, you can't compete with no nigga who doing that type shit.
You think it's the same charging. Type of person that'll burn through 1 million or 5 million is the same person that'll burn? That's the same type of person?
Of course.
Yeah. Bruh, so I'm going to click in you, they give you 100 though.
No, that don't change nothing.
Shit.
It don't
change. By the time you fuck that hoe, nah, that shit easy, bro.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm
just talking shit, man, on that weed, bro. That
people
shit
be
easy.
Blowing it. I at least be having 100, 200, 300.
I'm going to fuck up a lot of it, though.
Yeah, you like, got to get it out your system.
Yeah, fuck that shit yeah, all the way
fuck
up.
Fuck a lot get of it out your system, for sure.
But for the most part,
no,
nah,
man, that's man, nigga,
it's
man,
ain't no way in the hell.
That shit, man, give me my 100. Oh fuck, I need was $600 million, bro.
No, that, you're right. That,
fuck, it gonna take y'all forever to get it to me.
I don't hell think nah, it's the 100 versus the 600.
Because at the end of the day, you don't see none of it for real.
It's just the 100 period versus what you got now.
No, for sure. But I'm saying, if you know, all right, let's say you got the 100 million, right? We just said 500,000 a month, whatever the fuck it is, right? Are you really? I guess you want the flexibility of being able to spend more than $500,000.
If they say they're gonna give me a $10 million a month for the rest of my life, I'll do that.
That's 10 months,
huh?
That's 10 months. That ain't gonna
not for the 600.
10 million for the you rest of my million. Life.
Huh? 100 million. You just said 100 million.
Yeah, I said. See, but if they give me
100 million up front,
100 million up front,
100 million up front, or the 10 million leading up to 600 million.
No, 10 million for the rest of my life,
off of
and that. I can transfer it.
No, that's 6 years.
Huh?
That's 6 years.
It's 6 years. What are you talking about?
600 million?
To get to a 600
I ain't talking about this.
That's 5 years.
I'm saying, oh, you're saying just in
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, Shereen. My bad. I'm throwing you out.
6 years.
Because it's about the 600 million.
Right. It's about the amount.
Right.
Yeah, they give me 10 million for the rest of my life a month. I mean, until my money gone.
Uh-huh.
10 million. How 10 long
million
that is?
A month. That's 5 years. Years.
About 6 years.
It's 5 years.
Five and some change.
60 yeah. months is 12 years. You're 60 months right, is Jay. 5 years.
It's 5 years.
That's fair. You got to think about that fair time.
Year,
like,
how much
smoke,
it is?
5 years.
I'm saying, how much is that? 5 years. So
120
how much
million a year.
120 million a year. 10 yeah. million a year. 10 million a month.
Yep.
I take that.
You can live good out 10
yeah,
million.
Yeah, I take that because I could just live 6 months, stack 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't live and stack 2 months. Yeah. Well, we ain't spending shit. So yeah, by the time they give me that money, I'm gonna have 400 left, not even doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucked up me 200.
Because you know what happened.
Then we gonna
I'm fuck. In a fucked up me 200.
Yeah, then we gonna figure out how to flip the four.
That's what I'm saying. Because what happens is you get in that 600 million space, and then your rich friends start
But nah, what about all that taxes and all that
no,
shit?
No, taxes,
nah.
But listen, your rich friends introduce you to certain shit.
And they show you how to eliminate the taxes.
No, that ain't how you do it. See, that's what niggas fuck up at.
No, I'm just
trying
saying.
No, you go fuck with them folks and get game.
Get game.
Yeah,
get game. Don't go fuck with them folks trying to do what they do.
Them. I agree.
Like, now you want to pull a yacht up, too, because you just love this yacht. You a fool.
Introduce you to the...
It ain't time for that.
$20 million watch.
To show you the shortcuts.
Because you with them. And then you might be influenced. Not saying
my Nike Apple Watch.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
God, I'm trying to tell you, man.
I ain't saying us. I'm just saying a lot of people will get exposed to that, and they might be insecure or whatever they choose to be, and now they want a $20 million watch because they're in a new circle. When you get that type of money, you get in new circles, whether you want to or not.
But get what? But the thing about that shit, when you get in them tight circle, though.
That's what I just said.
Nah, when you get in them tight circle, you ain't really going to fuck the money up because a $20 million watch you're going to buy, that motherfucker going to be worth $100. Soon.
That's what it should be.
That's how that shit be get different. Now when you get in them tight, you can buy all that shit. It don't matter. This shit ain't losing nothing.
You go to
I'm
Art Basel and buy some $1 million art.
This shit is appreciating.
real
life.
That different.
Yeah.
Now you get them trying to friend, them niggas showing you how to keep it.
Yeah.
Yep, facts.
And let you coming in like, you know, trying to, I don't know, Scream.
trying to grand.
For the record, give me the
100 million.
Because I know I ain't gonna fuck it up. But some people out there don't need to.
I'm gonna fuck a lot of that money up though. I got to, bro. I owe myself
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you should.
I get a free. I'm talking this shit free.
But see, sometimes.
Y'all might not see me for
some people can't stop. Some people can't stop.
Book this shit up now. This shit free. This shit like a lick. This shit free. We got to fuck some of it up.
Some people can't stop. You can, because the people that love you going to tell you, bro, you need to slow down.
Nah, we just going to spend it right then what we need to do.
Yeah.
It's always more to spend on, bro.
What?
Always more.
Bro, that's when you create more, bro.
Yes, you're going to create more. Your brain creates more.
How?
it just creates more shit to spend it on.
No, I done did that before already.
Right, you've been there. We ain't necessarily just talking about you. We're talking about them.
I think
100 mil, you say you wouldn't fuck it up. You
think I think $100 million not anybody. You can fuck it up,
but you're saying you wouldn't fuck it up. You straight for life, right? You should be straight for life.
I get 100 tax free. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Not if I grind up on 100. Once no, you grind up on 100,
100 million is your reward.
But you get it tax free.
100 million is your reward. It's in your bank account. The taxes is paid. You're gonna be straight for life.
Sure.
What about yourself?
Surely.
No doubt in your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Because if I'm not, I'm finna flip that shit and I'm finna get some more.
That's oh, no, I ain't saying you ain't gonna be just live out the 100 million now. That what you saying? Just
not,
live out the straight 100 million?
That's what I'm saying.
The nigga that I am, that I feel like I am.
The 100 million comes to everybody's account in here. We all have our own 100 million. Everybody's gonna do something different. Some people are gonna be more successful with that 100 million than the other person. Facts. Depending on the hustle and the savvy and all that.
Facts.
Some people just gonna fucking blow it.
Hey, man, you deserved it.
No.
You deserved it. That's your path.
No, you should
that's not your path.
100 million.
That's your path. Man.
And not have your kids straight in your kids' kids and all that shit. You should
you
not.
Gonna, man, you gonna, that's how you going to blow it, I hope. Shit. What the fuck you going to buy with $100 million you can't take care of your people?
Right.
That's how nigga usually blow their money. Yeah,
you right.
That's true.
You right.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You gonna be straight with 100 mil?
I think I would be.
I'm a blow 10. I'm a take 10 and
like, the reason why yeah, nigga
get my family straight.
Right.
I'm a flip 20 and then the other 10 I'm a put.
That's 100. You ain't did a math. You still got 60.
No, listen. What I'm saying, I'm finna put 50 of it up off the rip.
Okay.
I'm a blow 10. I'm a get my family situated with the other 10. Mm. I'm a flip 20 and then I'm gonna put the other 10 to the side with the other 50, but I'm gonna have it just so it's accessible. Exactly. Yeah.
You're gonna be the ground.
Nah, but on some real shit though, I'll bullshit inside.
I'm gonna have that shit coming out my nose. For real.
If you know you ain't, now, I'm just thought about this because I was sitting back and thought about when Jay was talking. If you know you're not, you ain't never made nothing into something. Mm. Pace yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
And get somebody to help you.
No, wait on your whole reward, because that has became your job, to wait on your money.
History repeats.
But if you know you already got them, all I need is this. You see what I'm saying? This shit is free. All I need is this. I got shit in my mind I can't even tell people, because I know a nigga run off with it. If they had $50 million to put in this shit. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta goddamn. You feel what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
But if you know, like, bro, I ain't finna do nothing but fuck this shit up on nothing. I ain't even thinking about doing that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, let that shit, you know what I'm saying, space out for
space
you.
Space it out. Yeah.
And get you some accountants and all kind of shit.
Yeah.
But see, even with that shit, you got to be careful with that shit, because with maybe people that, with people take advantage of people, and if they know that you don't know what you're looking at,
who watching everybody. Exactly.
For real. Shit, like,
man, we paying for eyes.
Yeah, that shit ain't no joke. Yeah.
Double check this shit. Then take it to the people who don't even get paid.
Period.
From you.
Plan with $100 million is turned into $1 billion.
Have y'all
that should be the plan.
The Tinder Swindler, is that what it is?
Tinder Swindler, what the hell is that about?
The Tinder dude,
I heard about that shit.
Everybody saying, they texting like they friends and stuff saying, send me $30K, my enemies are after me. Y'all ain't been seeing it?
Yeah, that was on Netflix. It was a real story though, right?
I saw that meme, but I didn't know where it came from.
Everybody said, your text right now,
basically ransom, like,
right.
Man, if you don't send me 30, they gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Bye.
But it's...
Shit, what you done did to them people?
That wrong motherfucker.
You talking about?
No, you done played with the wrong people.
He was finessing all these women out of money on Tinder.
They were sending it.
They were telling.
What the fuck is Tinder?
Because he said just the right amount. What's people who scam and finesse and shit, they know this person will go for this amount. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know with me, it's $20. So they pay $20.
Didn't he become like a millionaire off that shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had jets and everything. Scam one woman.
Well, I know nigga won't send no money. I text a nigga that shit, they ain't finna send shit.
Somebody will send it.
Try it right now.
Somebody will send it. You got somebody on your phone that'll send it?
I don't.
You got somebody on your
they
phone.
They gonna know it's a scam. Like, how not you that, let them get you?
Not that.
And they couldn't really have you because you still texting.
Like, come on, bro.
Real kidnappers don't let you text.
Not that you would scam Jade, but if you send it to Jade, she'll send it to you.
She gonna say, how you let them get you?
Nah, if he send me some shit like that, I'm finna straight call day. Like, what this nigga on, bro?
Right.
Straight up. Like, what going on?
Right.
What I need to do for real,
if
for
he been
real.
Gone 2-3 weeks.
And he ain't finna be gone no 2-3 weeks.
You get that text out of the blue.
Hell no, nah, I ain't going for that.
That's what homie was doing though. He was, you know what I'm saying? He played the part. He didn't just send the text. He played the part.
It's too many layers for this nigga to just be gone like that.
Play
I ain't. That
part. Nah. You play the part. You can get missing right now for 3 weeks. Where's bank? We trying to find bank. Where's bank? We put it all over the Instagram. Where's bank?
And I send a
if
text.
You start sending texts and saying, man, I'm fucked up in Mexico. These folks gonna kill me if I don't get their money. Is somebody gonna try to send that money? They're gonna take it serious. I'm saying
you
when
do,
you watch.
You go through all that now. This shit is serious.
That's really? What he was doing. It was his life. He became a millionaire. He became a millionaire. He lived it out.
For real?
Yeah, watch this shit. I'm trying to watch the whole thing. I watched some of it.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Hulu. Bank like shit.
Oh, for real.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm about to watch it tonight.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'll watch some parts of it.
What is it? A series?
It's Tinder Swindler. Tinder Swindler.
You know the app
to pay up to. We be always talking about Netflix on these
Hey, Netflix. Hey.
Which one of these motherfuckers do you look in? Netflix.
But it's on Hulu, though, right?
It's on Hulu.
Now we promote every fucking body. Shit.
Hulu Hoop. I ain't got Hulu.
Me neither.
It might be on
Spotify. Got that nigga this.
I saw. Some,
I ain't even got Netflix. No cap. I'm finna get that shit. Nah, tonight. But I don't watch that shit.
Bro, these niggas, everybody scamming. And then
everybody scamming.
Some scams look so good and elaborate.
2020 I wish I knew was one. Unbelievable.
Shit, man, you and me both.
Unbelievable. 2020.
I need me one of them Jeffrey. What the name was?
Epstein.
Why? Hell no, nah, not the raper. Yeah, he's dead. He was in jail for raping people.
You
he
know,
was,
you saw it.
He was, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This big fact. This is not allegation fact. You saw it?
His assistant is on trial right now. Yeah. Prince, what's the Prince nigga's name who just copped the plea and just paid the girl because they sold the girl to her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
They were sex trafficking.
They copped the plea.
They was just
Jeffrey Epstein.
And Prince, I don't want to say the wrong name.
The Prince.
Charles? Was it Charles or Prince Andrew or something?
One of the princes.
One of them. bought a girl from the nigga, I mean, from Jeffrey Epstein.
That ain't who I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about somebody. Who I'm talking about?
Who made? I thought you were talking about him.
Jeffrey, you talking Madoff. About Madoff. Jeffrey. Bernie.
Oh, okay,
His name is Bernie, bitch.
Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
His name is Bernie, bitch.
Slap her head through that sign. So keep it in there. It's all Bernie. Good, bro. I'm different now. 10 seconds.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, King.
But yeah.
But you ran into that
nigga Madoff.
What do you do now? I don't know much about
a whole lot of it. How much you got?
Man, that nigga had like some bees.
Where'd he get it from?
He had a pyramid scheme and he was tricking people with a pyramid scheme.
Oh, that's when it first started. When they first started
when they
the
got
pyramid scheme.
When they got tricked out of the money.
Man, hell yeah. See, that, he said he was saving it.
You know how it be bring three people to me?
Bruh, you really didn't get tricked. If that happened, you didn't get tricked because you got the enjoyment of sending your money and watching what the pyramid do.
That's show
you him a billionaire.
No, it's just the pyramid is like, okay, if I have the money and I say, scream, bring me three people, and you bring three people, it goes in the pot, and then you eventually can make money off those three people.
Well, so I ain't never seen no money.
No, because you gave the money up, and I'm keeping it all. Nobody's getting no money. That's the pyramid scheme. Y'all just getting three people that keep getting three people that keep getting three people, and all y'all keep wiring the money to me.
What you telling them?
It's so crazy.
You gonna get some money back.
My cousin done hit me. You gonna get money back eventually.
You some money
eventually.
Oh, like a saving, like somebody saves.
Everybody keeps
and like your money.
I'm gonna,
like
I'm gonna make
grow.
A play with this money, and then I'm gonna get y'all back. But it's a loophole in there that where basically once you get your money, you fuck.
Yeah.
So do y'all feel like people that go for that, you supposed to have pity for them?
Sympathy. No. Some people.
It depends.
It depends on the pyramid.
If it's like some old people that aren't really in their, I don't even want to say not in their right mind, but if they are. Some older people chasing a dream, I always have pity
that's
for
different.
The elderly
I ain't
people.
I'm talking about like a regular Jay coming in motherfucking like, them pyramid motherfuckers gonna steal my money.
I sat here and cash at 500. She said I was
yeah,
gonna get 5,000 back.
I ain't gonna have no pity for myself.
Like,
no,
I'm just gonna be.
I'm gonna look at me like, bitch.
You pray on the weak. That's weak. Yeah. Old people are weak.
But what about...
Or somebody with a mind disorder. Now, that's different.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I'm saying a regular motherfucker.
In their right mind.
Thinking they finna get some.
Well, now they're getting people an investment.
Cash out me 500 for 5,000 back. So you a nigga who will do that?
It go on every day on cash on Instagram. I don't got so many of them.
Yeah.
Delete.
I know,
delete,
but I'm saying
I'm not finna read
thing,
it.
The
who's sending these money
who's actually
to
sending
somebody
the money
that you just seen?
You said it before. You got 500, you got a band. You down so bad, you willing to try anything with this 500.
Not give it away.
No, but then the trick
but
is...
That's
they
all I got.
People.
I'm finna hold on to that.
That's what you should do, but some people... You got to think. Some people might think going to gamble is throwing
gambling,
it away.
That's different. That's different.
It's definitely different.
I could have won.
You could have won.
How can you win
won.
Off of sending
you...
I've won before.
They told you that if you sent me this 500,
how the fuck
I'm going to send
told
you
me who I know that getting some money with y'all people, man?
Yes, you should
definitely.
I mean,
definitely. Sometimes that shit...
God damn. Somebody need... Somebody need to at least introduce me.
It worked for Forex, right? People don't make...
I'm going to look online and say, huh?
Forex isn't a pyramid scheme, though.
Sound like Forex. Sound like it to me.
I know. I've definitely made
what
money trading Forex. You're just trading
some
currency.
Shit, I ain't send my money.
Because I get just as much Forex spam as I do the
bro,
Cash App spam.
All that shit scam.
No,
that's why
Forex
I don't even listen to it until
currency.
I meet a nigga who know about it. Like, yeah. Bro, NFTs is this.
You
like,
ever,
I mean,
you ever wanted the casino?
All that shit scam to me.
You ever wanted the casino?
Huh?
You ever wanted the casino?
That's a lots of times.
Yeah. You won or lost more?
Oh, in overtime?
Yeah.
I've lost more by being stupid. No, real shit. I'm the luckiest nigga.
Yeah.
I win at first, then if I stay in the city too long.
Right.
Like, I don't want, I can go to a trip. We can go on a trip, goddamn, get paid $10,000, $15,000 for the hotel, flights, all that shit. Get over there, I might win a 20 first night.
Mm-hmm.
Next night, lose a nick.
Right.
We staying too long, keep all the shit calling me. I let these folks beat me out, they money and some of mine.
Yep. The point I'm saying is,
but I was a winner, so a nigga can't tell me you can't gamble. I'm not. Once again, I have to rephrase. I'm not encouraging people to be gambling.
Yes, we're not encouraging
that shit. That'll take you out the dough.
Yes, that's how. That's how some people blow that
shit
100 mil.
Take your ass out the dough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I am.
You shouldn't be gambling with your last anyway.
Hell nah.
Yeah, you can't gamble with money you
need.
But you can win if you get up. I don't give a fuck who you. If you having paper, you ain't no pressure on that money. Nigga, you ain't goddamn no fucked up ass nigga snatching pocketbooks and shit. You can win.
So here's the fucked up part. Here's the fucked up
part. You can win. You just got
to
bet enough.
This the part. Yeah. This the part of the pyramid scheme that's so elaborate that we forgot to talk about. Some people, he's going to send them the 25 or 5 bands for the 500 to go talk and make everybody believe. That's how they
advertisement,
do the pyramid
marketing.
Schemes. That's how they do. So they might send it to somebody you know. So what I'm saying is, it might have worked for Jay, but by the time it get to you, it don't work. It's like a play that don't work.
Shit. It's just like when a nigga got a gas card.
What? What the fuck do you be saying?
When a nigga got a gas card, a nigga might be like, y'all pull up and get gas, whatever, whatever.
By the time you get there.
4 or 5 cars after the 5th car, you done been waiting in line, man. The shit don't work no more. The shit stopped.
But he got they arm in there now. You see that?
Wait, what?
But he did have the gas. I ain't gonna say that because I am not nigga hustle.
I'm not telling
you. Pump your ass all the way down. Up, boy. Cause fuck a card. You need to go find a way in the hood. I respect
you gotta respect that.
Bro, I respect that. They're like, shit,
I respect any nigga that hustles. I don't give a fuck what you do.
I ain't begging.
Period.
So the moral of that with all this shit is, I ain't gonna lie, the person at the top of the pyramid scheme, I ain't mad about them because they hustling.
Like if you go for that, hustles. Bro, and you know better. I don't give a fuck.
If you are capable of getting a nigga to believe,
it's more shit you can do. You're 18 years old. You just don't know better. You just gotta get got.
But
to
see,
be a
the
18
year old that doesn't know better falls into the weak.
Yeah, for sure.
Falls into the weak with the old people and the rest of the people.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
It's just like the top game.
Right.
Oh, it's just like the top game.
Facts.
I ain't knocking player hustle, man. Y'all ain't got enough money out of that shit anyway now. So,
yeah.
How you gonna win that? How you gonna win something that I'm presenting?
Right.
Oh my God.
It was designed
I'm standing
for
on
you
the
to fail.
How the fuck you gonna win something that I presented?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't think I'm finna make sure that I win your money?
Right. But it's so elaborate that they'll let somebody win. Probably
so nigga,
boy.
Nigga try you like that when you go out of town, you know that, hey, big dog, let me holler at you. I look like one of them kind of nigga, buddy. That's all I say. Like, I look like one of them kind of nigga. Like, for real, bro. Like, well, choose somebody up, bro.
Right.
Stop playing That's with crazy. Me, dog.
Like, do I? Because it's a certain type that are standing there. I've seen people take out their bracelet, rings, watches,
everything.
All that. Nigga, these niggas stripping your ass naked.
Yeah.
This is the game. Well, we're finna strip your ass down to your sock. If you're going, you're going.
So this brings us all the way back to homie, what he was saying, what short term versus long term, because people want it so quick.
Short term right happiness.
You know what I'm saying?
Versus.
Like, I know I'm finna hit this ball, nigga, because for some reason I think I could beat the presentation.
Long term consequences versus short term happiness.
So that could be short term happiness.
Cool but, lane. But
if you win, in your head you're thinking, I'm going to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to win with the ball, nigga. I'm going to win. But then you don't win, and then it's the consequences of it. You know what I'm saying? Could have been short-term happiness, though. You could have hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, it's risking everything you do, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Big facts.
So in conclusion.
You risking goddamn long-term whatever that shit, man. That shit.
Yeah.
You know how many, we just talked about it. You know how many niggas still wait?
Yeah.
You
know how many niggas still sitting around wait?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, man, give me mine now. I got to go get mine now. I can't wait till I'm dish to do this. Hell no, I'm going to do some of this till I get to that.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, like the fuck? Hell nah. Waiting on no nigga, waiting on no bitch, waiting on nobody, nigga, no shit. Fuck are you waiting on? Hell yeah, man. Bro had said we gonna goddamn. But you a bitch.
But you know what my grandma used to always tell me this about shit. Weight? My grandma used to always tell me that weight broke the wagon.
My grandma done said a lot of shit that I believe you done made up.
No, oh God, you can ask me. And they gonna tell you that.
Okay.
They gonna tell you that weight broke the wagon because you keep waiting. The wagon is gonna break and you're not gonna be able to get nowhere.
Them facts.
Big facts.
But I heard you lie on your grandma a couple weeks ago, but I just let you go by with
no.
That's so cap, man.
I did, bro. I saw you, bro. Stop waiting. The weight broke the motherfucking wagon.
No.
You gonna put on the ground tomorrow?
Wait, broke the motherfucking wagon.
Yeah, be riding the motherfucking broke wagon.
No,
don't have your wagon there riding the motherfucker one time.
No. You gonna be fucking around and dragging that wagon.
You gotta do that shit now. Whatever it is, bro, do it now.
Yeah.
However it's gonna go.
Yeah, however, period. Whatever it is, do it now, bro. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you got it. If you finish start, I'm going to get me some waves. Start brushing your hair now. Mm-hmm. Real shit, start brushing right your hair now. Right now.
Why are you watching?
Yeah, right now. Start right doing that shit now.
Seriously.
You're going to be a boxer? Start looking at this shit. Like K-Champ. Shouts out to K-Champ. Shout out to say he wanted to box. Mm-hmm. He started boxing right then when he told me. That's the difference. The man started boxing right then when he said it. Like,
those are the people who are serious about it.
I'm finna do the boxing shit.
And now he's undefeated.
Those are people who are serious about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You just gotta do that shit, bro. All them excuses ain't gonna be shit. Like, you think goddamn that nigga don't miss his girl, miss his kids and shit? He in Florida. Handling it business though.
Yeah.
Knocking shit down. Real.
Big Facts Friday, another episode. You know what it is. Check us out, BigFactsPod.com. Till next week. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.